KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock this morning, we have mostly clear sunny skies and 25 degrees, your current temperature. We look for increasing clouds through the day today and a high near 48. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN News. Fremont County Sheriff's Office responded to a 911 call for a motor vehicle accident on Friday morning at around 10:38 a.m. The accident was on Highway 2 at the intersection with northbound exit of I-29. A semi driven by 47-year-old David Martin of Yukon, Oklahoma, was exiting I-29 northbound when he failed to yield to an eastbound semi on Highway 2 that was driven by 68-year-old Robert Davis of Hopkins, Missouri. Davis was transported from the scene by Mercy Air Care while Martin was treated and released on the scene. Martin was cited for failure to yield from a stop sign. The Iowa DOT had closed Highway 2 for cleanup of debris until safe passage was deemed available. A Council Bluffs man was sentenced on Thursday to 24 months in prison. U.S. Attorney Nicholas Kleinfeld said Friday that 36-year-old Michael Frederick Harrison received his sentence for possessing firearms after a felony conviction. The judge also ordered Harrison to serve 2 years of supervised release when he completes his imprisonment. On October 4th of 2012, Harrison pled guilty to being in possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. The charge was a result of a home inspection done by the Iowa 4th Judicial District Probation Office on November 3rd of 2011, at which time they located several firearms in the basement area of Harrison's home. Another Council Bluffs man was sentenced on Thursday in U.S. District Court to 2.5 years in prison for being a felon in possession of a firearm and revocation of supervised release. U.S. Attorney Nicholas Kleinfeld says 33-year-old Jacob Lloyd Montgomery must also serve 2 years of supervised release following his imprisonment. That sentence was handed down by U.S. District Court Judge James E. Gritzner. The court also ordered Montgomery to forfeit the firearm and ammunition found in his possession and to pay $100 in special assessment for the Crime Victims Fund. Montgomery remains in the custody of the U.S. Marshals Service pending designation by the Federal Bureau of Prisons facility at which he will serve his sentence. The firearm charge against Montgomery arose from a stop by a Council Bluffs police officer of the vehicle Montgomery was driving on January 29th of 2012. Montgomery fled on foot from the scene but was caught and arrested by the officer. Council Bluffs police officers subsequently found a loaded .45 caliber pistol in the vehicle which the defendant fled. Among various crimes for which Montgomery has been convicted, he was convicted in 2001 in District Court of State of Iowa for Pottawatomie County on felony forgery charges as well as felony theft. He was convicted in 2007 as well for a charge of being a felon in possession of a firearm in a previous charge. A monthly survey of bankers says it's the strong farm income continues to boost the economy in rural areas of 10 Midwest and Plain states. The overall economic index for the region grew to 58.3 in April from March's 56.9. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss oversees the survey. He says agricultural businesses and energy-producing firms continue to thrive in the region. The father of one of the cousins abducted in Evansdale and later found dead has pled not guilty to drug charges. The Waterloo Cedar Falls Courier reports 36-year-old Daniel Eugene Morrissey on Friday made a written not guilty plea to charges of criminal conduct and conspiracy to manufacture methamphetamine. He also restated his demand for a speedy trial. Morrissey is also awaiting trial on a misdemeanor domestic abuse charge. A trial in that case is scheduled for April 29th in Davenport, and prosecutors want a delay in that trial until the drug charges are resolved. Morrissey is the father of Lyric Cook, who disappeared with her cousin Elizabeth Collins while riding bikes in Evansdale last July. Their bodies were found in a remote wooded area 25 miles away in December. Iowa Workforce Development says the state's unemployment rate for March dropped slightly to 4.9%, but the number of people working in non-farm jobs also declined. The state agency reported Friday that the seasonally adjusted rate was down from 5% in February and had declined from 5.4% a year ago. Also in other news, the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa reports that 40-year-old David L. Lopez, Jr. of Omaha, was sentenced to 2 years in jail on Thursday for conspiring to distribute marijuana in Omaha and Council Bluffs. The 48-month sentence was imposed by U.S. District Court Chief Judge James E. Gritzner, who also ordered Lopez to serve a 3-year term of supervised release following incarceration. On February 8th of 2013, Lopez, Jr. pled guilty to charge of conspiring to distribute marijuana in Omaha in Council Bluffs. The charge was a result of an investigation conducted by several law enforcement agencies into the importance or importation and distribution of marijuana by a known drug trafficking group. On December 5th of 2011, Lopez was being observed by law enforcement as he traveled between Omaha and Council Bluffs. Lopez was found to be transporting over 60 pounds of marijuana to a known drug house in Council Bluffs for the drug trafficking group. Police have pulled an empty flatbed truck found submerged in Gray's Lake and say it was reported stolen from a Des Moines business where a fire also occurred. The Des Moines Register reports someone reported a vehicle in the lake a little after 9 a.m. Friday. A dive team was called and checked the truck, and it was then pulled out of the lake by a tow truck. Police say the truck was reported stolen from Accurate Hydraulics and Machine Services, where an apparent arson fire occurred early Friday. Firefighters quickly extinguished the fire, and they found a note demanding that next time the business should fix something right. Governor Terry Branstad has issued disaster proclamations for five eastern Iowa counties due to flooding. Branstad issued the proclamation Friday for Cedar, Johnson, Mahaska, Scott, and Washington counties in a time when many Iowa rivers remain near flood stage. Although damage has been limited, many residents are finding water in basements, cities are dealing with overworked sewers, and some roads are closed. That action will qualify families for grants paying for repairs, clothing, food, and temporary housing. And those flood stages are expected to recede here over the weekend. A Southwest Iowa man was sentenced on Thursday to spend a little more than 3 years in prison for being a felon in possession of a firearm. 44-year-old Jeffrey Bruce Kerrigan of Hastings was sentenced in U.S. District Court in Council Bluffs by Judge James Gritzner. The judge sentenced Kerrigan to 37 months in prison to be followed by 2 years of supervised release. The court also ordered Kerrigan to forfeit three rifles and ammunition found in his possession and to pay a $100 special assessment for the Crime Victim Fund. Kerrigan remains in the custody of the U.S. Marshals pending designation of the Federal Bureau of Prisons for the facility that he will serve. The state has settled a lawsuit filed by a Texas hog farm that claimed a law prohibiting meat processors from owning livestock is unconstitutional. Texas Farm, based in Perryton, Texas, filed a lawsuit April 4th in federal court in Des Moines, naming Attorney General Tom Miller. Miller's office says he signed an agreement Friday to settle the lawsuit. The state promises not to enforce the law if Texas Farm guarantees certain rights to Iowa farmers producing the livestock. Farmers must be allowed to join a producers association and can file complaints to authorities about improper actions by the company. The agreement is similar to others Miller has signed with meat packers in recent years, including Smithfield Foods and Cargill. Texas Farm is owned by Osaka, Japan-based Nippon Meat Packers, Incorporated. The U.S. Attorney's Office of the Southern District of Iowa reports a Mills County man, 40-year-old Adam Michael Blackman, was sentenced on Thursday to spend 135 months in jail. U.S. District Court Judge James Gritzner handed down the 11-year sentence after Blackman was found guilty on a charge of manufacturing methamphetamine. U.S. Attorney Nicholas Kleinfeld says Judge Gritzner also ordered Blackman to serve an 8-year term of supervised release following incarceration. On January 9th of 2013, Blackman pled guilty to a charge of manufacturing at least 5 grams of methamphetamine in Hamburg. The charge was a result of an investigation conducted by several law enforcement agencies into the manufacturing and distribution of methamphetamine by Blackman. On May 1st of 2012 as well, the Fremont County Sheriff's Office located an active methamphetamine manufacturing operation in an apartment building in Hamburg. Blackman, along with several other people, were found at the location of the manufacturing operation. Blackman admitted he was manufacturing methamphetamine when the Fremont County Sheriff's investigators arrived. And the Chief of Staff for Republican Governor Terry Branstad says he's proud of his staff for producing a video that Democrats say mocks them for their position on education reforms and funding. Chief of Staff Jeff Boink tells the Des Moines Register on Friday his staff succeeded in the 1 minute 45 second video in restating the governor's education priorities. Democrats say the video won't help negotiations that already were sure to be difficult. Legislators from the two parties disagree about overall funding of education and whether local school districts should be required to implement reforms for paying teachers and other measures. Boink says taxpayer money was used to produce the video, which was posted to the internet site YouTube, and that it was a good use of public dollars. Taking a look now here at world headlines here at this hour. A boat parked in a backyard turned out to be the end of the line for the surviving Boston Marathon bombing suspect. Jokar Chinardev, wounded in the gun battle that killed his brother and as they tried to flee, engaged in one last firefight with police after his discovery in the boat in Watertown, Massachusetts. He was captured and hospitalized in serious condition. Cheering, flag waving, and church bells tolling, that's part of the celebration that broke out in Watertown, Massachusetts following the capture of the last suspect in the Boston Marathon bombing. Residents told to shelter in place most of Friday, rushed to the streets, applauding law enforcement vehicles rolling out after the manhunt ended. There were similar reactions around Boston. Non-lethal U.S. aid to Syrian rebels could be expanded in an effort to increase pressure on President Bashar Assad to step down. Secretary of State John Kerry is expected to make an announcement today. European nations are weighing easing an arms embargo to potentially supply the rebels. The results will not directly affect the shape of Iraq's national government, but regional elections in Iraq today under tight security are being closely watched. They're seen as a test of the Iraqi army and police, who face a reviving al-Qaeda insurgency and are, for the first time since the 2003 U.S.-led invasion, securing an election on their own. Some scattered violence has been reported. Police in Denver say they'll be out in full force today among the tens of thousands of marijuana smokers, but their focus will be on crowd security in light of attacks that killed three at the finish line of the Boston Marathon. Denver is hosting what's billed as the nation's largest April 20th celebration. Organizers say 80,000 people could show up. Now taking a look here at your funeral announcements here this morning. Nyoma Clausen, age 89, of Elkhorn, died Wednesday in Blair, Nebraska. Funeral services for Nyoma Clausen will be held on Saturday at 10:30 a.m. at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has the arrangements. Delbert Dwayne Johnson, age 81, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at his home. Graveside services for Delbert Dwayne Johnson will be held Saturday at 10:30 a.m. in the Oakwood Cemetery in Lewis. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has arrangements. Dean Hess, age 66, of Oakland, has died. Funeral service for Dean Hess will be held at 2 p.m. on Monday at the Lust Hills Funeral Home in Carson. Teresa Langston, age 73, of Stewart, died Thursday at the Mercy Hospital in Des Moines. A memorial service for Teresa Langston will be held Tuesday at 11 a.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. And Richard Hochstatter, age 55, of Greenfield, died Wednesday at the Adair County Memorial Hospital in Greenfield. No services will be held for Richard Hochstatter. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has the arrangements. That's a look at your latest news and funeral announcements this 8 o'clock hour here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.